A discussion about our debt. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says he'll meet Wednesday with President Biden to talk about a reasonable and responsible way to raise the debt ceiling while controlling spending.
Instead of a debt limit tied to a specific dollar amount, like the current $31 trillion cap, Pennsylvania Republican Brian Fitzpatrick suggests a new formula.
An actual numerical debt limit needs to be increased. We've been doing this since 1917. The whole law needs to be modernized.
Fitzpatrick, the top Republican in the Problem Solvers Caucus, a group of a few dozen House moderate Republicans and Democrats, says his group is proposing a new model, a debt-to-GDP ratio that could force new spending cuts or revenue increases.
Fox's Jared Halpern, the president has said a debt limit increase must happen without conditions. To the war in Ukraine, where Western tanks will soon be used on the battlefield against Russia, Germany will supply Leopard tanks. The U.S. will provide Abrams.
The Leopards can be put in tomorrow and today, actually. The Abrams tanks need more logistics, supply, training. So I wouldn't. The key was to commit Abrams tanks to unleash the Leopards.
Congressman Mike McCaul on Fox News Sunday, Russia has warned that delivering heavy weaponry to Ukraine would escalate the conflict. Five former Memphis police officers will be arraigned next month on charges linked to the fatal beating of Tyre Nichols.
Body cam video of his beating triggered demonstrations Friday and Saturday. Most of those protests have been peaceful so far.
Fox says Jackie Ibanez, Nichols will be laid to rest on Wednesday. Reverend Al Sharpton will deliver the eulogy. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
Millions more Americans have health insurance.
16 million people signed up for insurance through the Affordable Care Act, a record number of enrollments since then-President Barack Obama signed the program into law. The enrollment period between November and mid-January received 2 million more people compared to last year. The White House says over 3.5 million were new to the marketplace. According to the White House, 92% of those enrolling had options from three or more insurance companies, adding 4 out of 5 returning enrollees were able to find plans costing $10 or less after tax credits. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Football player Damar Hamlin is thankful for the doctors who cared for him after he suffered cardiac arrest this month. He also expressed appreciation for his young fans.
To all the kids who sent me letters and heartwarming gifts, you mean the world to me. You made my day every day. You inspire me to keep dreaming big and to just continue to keep helping making this world a better place.
The Buffalo Bills safety released a video on social media yesterday. On tap today in the NFL, conference championships.
First up at 3 o'clock Eastern time on Fox, it's the NFC title game with the Eagles hosting the 49ers. Philly led by MVP candidate Jalen Hurts, who looked great in a blowout victory over the Giants last week after recovering from a late-season shoulder injury. Meanwhile, San Francisco's quarterback Brock Purdy is just a rookie, but has won all 8 games he's played since taking over the starting job after Jimmy Garoppolo's injury. And speaking of quarterback injuries, the Chiefs' Patrick Mahomes hurt his ankle last week, but will be in the lineup tonight tonight in the AFC Championship game against the Bengals. It's a rematch of last year's title game when Cincinnati picked up an upset victory.
Fox's Eric Messersmith. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.